Now time for locker room chat with Axel Boyce and basketball coach Jason Tynan after a TVL championship. First of all, coach, congratulations. A fantastic tournament for you guys as you win 48-34 in the championship. We'll get to that game in just a second, but I want to bring things back to the semifinal game. You get a win over Clifton Clyde 50-48, a game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer for Eli Brocksman. What a fantastic finish that one was. And also, on top of that, he had the big-time layup within the last 20 seconds as well after the steal on the inbound on the sideline. So I want to get your thoughts on that fourth quarter and how things really came through to fruition in that one.
Hey, you know, we went at that game, and we played them earlier in the season, and they kind of took it to us. And, you know, as coaching staff, we didn't have our guys prepared to kind of face what they were going to throw at us defensively. And so the next couple weeks when we could practice because of the weather, we kind of worked – kind of hard on, you know, being able to read the defense a little bit better and make plays out of it and find gaps and attack the gaps. And, you know, really we did a really good job of that the first three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, you know, in the moments like that, you need players to step up and make plays. You know, I thought Eli hit the game-winning shot, but Brandon early on in that fourth quarter, I think he kind of willed us to keep around. He made some plays in there to hit some tough contested two-pointers that kind of kept us afloat. Then defensively, we did a good job. And then, you know, the steal there, we were down one, and we got a steal from Wyatt Detweiler, a freshman, who feeds Logan Sandman cutting down the lane. And Logan makes the right read and finds Eli ready for the layup there. And then the last play, we throw up a lob. We try to get a look for Brandon. We knew they were going to switch the defense, and he'd have the long kid on him, but he'd have a height advantage of him. And we thought we'd get a look there. Then we're going to sneak Eli back across the backside for a three in case they doubled Brandon. It didn't work out exactly how we had it drawn up, but, you know, Brandon was a heck of an athlete and made a play. The shot's amazing, but the play to get the pass to Eli is amazing too. Just get that ball back to it, and Eli caught and didn't rush it and buried it.
Incredible awareness by everybody involved on that play. That was phenomenal as you guys win that one to get to the championship. And coach, speaking of, you guys win this one 48-34. Not one of your best offensive efforts of the season, but your defense really stepped up in this one.
Yeah, and we thought we matched up well against them. It's a team that you're familiar with. We usually play them twice a year. And this year we could potentially play them three times. And so we know what they kind of do. They run a lot of chin action out of the Princeton offense. And, you know, they have a guy at high post. They throw a lot of backdoor cuts at you. They move well without the basketball. And our guys were up for the challenge there and did a really good job of limiting their backdoor layups. And so we made them try to shoot from the outside and hit tough contested twos, and then we rebounded pretty well. That was an area I think we could still improve on, is just rebounding the basketball on the defensive side. But you know, we did a really good job, and you know we give the guys some tough matchups. You know, Brandon has a tough matchup that night with the Mind kid, and you know that Eli had a tough matchup with the Bruna kid, and they did a great job on them. And you know, everybody did what they needed to do to give us a shot. And you know, that was a great thing to see, that is our defense execute the way it's capable of executing.
So now you guys have to get busy as you guys are at Donovan West on the 30th. You guys play again on the 2nd and the 3rd and then on the 6th. So a big week coming up for you guys in the next few days, starting off next Tuesday. So what are you kind of telling your team to get this team get back into this emotionally after a very emotional tournament this past week?
Yeah, it's a tough tournament, especially with all the weather. It was a crazy week with just everything. You know, you get built up for a Monday to game. You're ready for that. Then things get pushed back and then everything. And so we kind of talked about that a lot. Just last year we came out of the tournament and we went 0-2 the next week. And so we kind of been trying to stay focused, work on the basics, and kind of fine-tuning some things as we get ready for February basketball. I think the kids yesterday did a really good job of bringing energy. We had a really tough practice, and so I think they're ready for the challenge here. And I always tell the kids, and we always talk to them about, you know, when there's a break and there's a lull in your season, you're not playing games, and we have three practices here or four practices before our next game, that the great teams get better in those practices. And I think we did that yesterday, and hopefully we continue that the rest of the week and get ready for Donovan West next Tuesday.
A lot of big games coming up for the Axel Eagles, and as you guys are 2-1 in league play, 9-1 overall. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys Head Basketball Coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.